You know, I knew I was going to be doing the Christmas Day message today. And as I sat and thought about where I would go with this, I picked up a three-ring binder that I have in my office. And it's marked sermons. And these are copies of sermons of former pastors here at First Good Shepherd. So I thought, wow, let me see if I can find something that I can get an inspiration from, something that will help me to write one. So I'm going through all of this stuff, and I come across one that I thought was really good. So today, you're going to hear a message, a little bit modified, but a message that was delivered here at First Good Shepherd on Christmas 1997 by Pastor David Hink. When God moved into our bad neighborhood, from John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, glory as of the only Son of the Father. Grace, peace, mercy, and glad tidings from God the Father, Jesus our Lord, and the Holy Spirit. Join me in a word of prayer, please. Lord God, thank you for bringing us together again as your people. Today, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, we really need to look at why he came, not just the little baby in the manger. Lord, open our hearts, open our ears. Be with us today. We come in Jesus' name. Amen. So concerning John 1:14, this happened on Christmas Eve. The creator of the universe, the ruler of all things, became flesh and moved into our bad neighborhood. This meant that eternity, purity, and goodness emptied itself and took on change and decay, impurity and evil, and did mighty battle with them on our behalf. You know, it was no easy thing for divinity to come down here. Pursuit by dark forces began immediately. When Jesus was yet a naked baby, the government chased him and the entire Holy Family out of the country. They had to hole up in Egypt, refugees, while back home, every little boy under the age of 2 was slaughtered in Bethlehem. And when Jesus began his ministry, no less than Satan himself was there to greet him, tempting Jesus to use his powers to make food out of stones, to test his relationship with God by throwing himself from a high place, forcing the angels to catch him, and finally by offering him that which the devil could give because they belonged to him, the kingdoms of this world. You know, during his ministry, the suffering and the sorrowful, the genuine victims of evil, followed him wherever he went. That must have been a real burden on him. And he got precious little help from his disciple companions. And of course, his ministry ended in execution following a long night of betrayal. The government, which couldn't catch the naked baby, finally caught the preacher and the healer. He ended up a naked man on a cross with a cry of dereliction, which many people feel, and for many, especially deep at Christmas. My God, why have you forsaken me? Eternity, purity, and goodness undertook a great risk by moving into our bad neighborhood. Make no mistake about it, Jesus was mugged on every corner. That's what happens when you move into a bad neighborhood. I don't care where you live. People don't trust you. They don't believe the goodness that you're trying to bring. You know, even though Jesus was healing their sick and feeding the crowds, the evil was never far away, just breathing down his neck. But Jesus never flinched. He never gave up. He never said, "This is not worth it." God came down from heaven into our bad neighborhood. And all we can say is, thank you, God. Salvation is ours. And our salvation consists of the following, all of the following. Because God came down into our bad neighborhood, we know that this world is in the hands of a God of love, a creator and ruler disposed toward us, despite accidents, disease, and things we do to ourselves and each other. Because God came down, we have the grace of the gospel that accompanies our daily lives and places us in the love and fellowship of the people of God. Because God came down, we have the truth of the gospel that grants meaning to our lives so that we're able to escape the chaos of aimlessness. The gospel which empowers us, and the Ten Commandments are a guide for thought and for action. They undergird our families. They're a beacon for us and for our children and for our children's children. It has ever been so. Because God came down, we have the beauty of the gospel that brings us such festivals as Christmas and Easter. These mark us in untold ways from the time we were little children. They bless us with a sense of mystery and wonder that I pray never leaves us. They provide a holy rhythm to the seasons and the calendar. Because God came down, we are accepted into the blessing of life. Our God is a God of the living and of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jesus came to assure us of this, and so did nothing less than defeat death and turn around the agony of the ages. God's Christmas promise to us, wrapped up in Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, is that we will never be alone in the dark, never fail in His eyes if we hold on to faith in Him. Yeah, we might forget Him at times and maybe even walk away, but He will never forget us, and that we will not come to an end when we die. In short, our bad neighborhood, bad as it is, has been utterly renovated now that God has moved in. Merry Christmas.